Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Allied Copper, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol CPR and on the OTCQB under the symbol CPRRF. We are chatting with the president and CEO, Richard Tremblay. Now, just to remind everybody, Allied Copper is focused, well, now on a couple more projects as the company has just completed the acquisition of the Klondike property that's in Colorado, as well as just announced the State Line property on the border of Colorado and Utah. And as I've chatted with Richard in prior interviews about, also the SK or Silver King property. Now, Richard, because these last couple deals have just hit the wire and you just closed a couple of them, I want to bring everybody up to speed on what the company's plans are. What attracted you first and foremost to a couple of these projects? Let's start off with the most recent acquisition. February 11th announced the acquisition of 100% of this State Line property. Now, as I mentioned, Colorado and Utah right on the border there. Can you give us a little background on what attracted you and your team to this project, please?
Hi, Corey. Thanks very much for having me. What really attracted us to State Line was, you know, it's right on trend, right on strike, right there in the Paradox Copper Belt. We're only 5 miles south of the Lisbon Valley Copper Mine. I mean, you can see the heap leach pads, you know, the actual mine site itself. And that's what really attracted us to the project. And also some significant surface showings. I think the big thing though for us is that it is right on strike and right on trend. And we just could not say no.
Hey, fair enough. And the deals around this too, over a 3-year period, you guys will pay an aggregate of $315,000 in cash. And it's more of an exploration expenditures deal where over those 3 years, you will spend $3.75 million Canadian, as well as issue some shares to the past owners of this project. What historic work has been done on this asset? Obviously trying to show some sort of parallels to this Lisbon Valley mine.
It's had some past work, but to be honest with you, Corey, it's had very little. That has not used the modern, you know, today's modern, whether they be geochemical or geophysical techniques and for targeting for your drill targets. That's about the gist of the work that's been done on it.
Okay. So I realize this deal is still very new for the company, but do you have any insights on what the work program is going to be this year? Sounding like to build up some of these drill targets?
Yeah, it's an option agreement to own 100% of the property. And what we're going to do is we'll probably do a geophysical mag survey on the property, more than likely. And we will ultimately, you know, go through the process of getting the drill permits so that we can, you know, the goal is to drill the property this year if we can get the drill crew and the drill permits. But that is the goal.
Now, are there going to be any issues that you foresee dealing with both states, Colorado and Utah, to get permits to move this project forward?
No, I don't foresee anything at all, Corey. I mean, obviously, you can always be surprised, but I really don't see anything just due to the fact that you have the Lisbon Valley mine only 5 miles to the north of us. So we're right in the Paradox Copper Belt. It's a well-known area at this time. I mean, obviously, something can crop up, but I don't foresee that.
So how quickly do you think you could get crews on the ground here to get some of the field work underway?
That's something that we will have to address as we move forward. So we don't really know how quick we can get people on, like actually on the ground at this time, but we will let the market know once we have mobilized, whether for geophysical and or for drill programs.
All right, let's talk about the Klondike property then, because initially announced at the tail end of last year is that the option to acquire 100% of this Klondike property. February 4th, we got news that this Klondike deal closed. Bring everybody again up to speed on the Klondike property and the work that you guys are planning here.
With Klondike, we're happy that we just closed this here early part of February. So again, it's an option agreement to acquire 100%, you know, again, with cash payments, stock payments, as well as work commitments. And again, what attracted us to Klondike, again, being in the Paradox Copper Belt, you know, again, it's in on trend. And that property, you know, has fantastic surface showings. And having been able to walk that property, you know, walk both of them for that matter. So we're looking forward to working on Klondike, and we will have some news come out on that. You know, all the geophysical has been done. Obviously, if, with the news release that went out with respects to Klondike, we had, you know, some pretty nice surface showings there. So we're about to embark on some geophysical, and then we will, and we're working on certain things there that will help push along the what we are going to do there as well. But again, I don't want to say too much with respects to that because everything is a work in progress.
Fair enough. And it sounds like you guys just need to get going with some of these projects, build up some of these targets, and then actually get the drills on the ground. But we all know that is a process, right?
That's exactly it. We're going through, you know, you have to go through county, BLM, and state. You know, again, it's all about going through the process, Corey. It's about doing all the right and necessary things to before you can go out there and, you know, ultimately put your, put the drill into the ground.
All right. Let's also talk about that SK property because January 31st, the company announced that it had commenced an IP geophysical survey. Again, building up towards targets, getting a better understanding of what is the potential under surface. Take us through how this IP survey is going to help move the SK property forward.
Well, the idea of the 3D IP resistivity geophysical survey that we commenced, the biggest reason was for that was to get some deeper penetration. And the idea here was to tighten up our vectoring for our drill targets for SK. And so that's really what it's all about. And obviously we want to see where we're at with the structure as well as with understanding, you know, what type of returns we're getting with respects to interpreted data once we receive that. So it's all about drill targeting. And it's all about making sure that you have your drill targets as tight as possible.
Absolutely. All doing that cheaper work before actually getting onto the ground and drilling. I know people are going to look at this company then and say, okay, there are three projects now under, or at least option agreements for some of these under the company's banner. Is there a flagship right now, or is it simply too early to know what the flagship is and you're just going through the process of generating drill targets, eventually getting drills on site, and then letting the drill results lead you to where the focus should be broadly for the company moving forward?
You've just hit the nail on the head, Corey. I mean, as of right now, you know, we can't say that there is a flagship per se, but obviously that changes once the drill gets into the ground and we get assays and some, you know, then you just get the through the tail of the tape and through the drill bit.
So what kind of cash does the company have to keep moving forward with some of this targeting work even before getting into any drilling?
Right now we have approximately, it's about $4.8 million in the treasury at this time. So we still got, a fairly healthy treasury to, keep moving our projects forward.
Well, Richard, I appreciate this update. Still very early stage for all of these projects, I guess, but a couple of them have really just been acquired or had that option to acquire them signed. So early on work, early stage work, but still cash in the bank to keep moving these projects forward. If anybody has any follow-up questions on any of these individual projects or broadly anything for Richard regarding Allied Copper, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. I will get those addressed for you and I will follow up on the back of any more news coming out of any of these projects. Richard, thank you for your time today. I'm sure we'll chat again soon.
Thank you, Corey. Take care.